I'm Cherie Newman with Montana News. Many people work a day job to keep money coming in while they start a new business during evenings and weekends, but 26-year-old Max Smith does just the opposite. To support his day job as a farmer, he works weekends and nights for a funeral home.
The death industry has a phrase for this. It's called a remover.
This evening, after receiving a call, Smith walks across the parking lot behind Garden City Funeral Home, heading toward a white van. His destination?
St. Patrick's Hospital, the intensive care unit. I'm going to pick up a recently passed human being and bring them back to the funeral home.
Smith opens the driver's side door and slides inside.
Everybody else that works here is really short, so adjust the old seat.
St. Pat's is only a few blocks away, so he returns in about 15 minutes. Smith backs the van up to one of the garage doors on the rear of the building, gets out, walks around to open the back door of the van, and reaches inside to pull a folding cot out toward him. On top of the cot, enclosing the body, is what looks like a colorful quilted sleeping bag with a full-length zipper on top. The cot's folding legs have lots of joints.
This is the part that scared me when I first started. Taking people from the van into the garage involves not really a complex procedure of snapping the cot into a different position, but it's critical that a couple things happen. You've got to listen for them, and it's nerve-wracking, especially when you're starting out.
Starting out as a farmer was also nerve-wracking at first. After Smith graduated from Montana State University with a Bachelor of Science degree,
Sustainable Foods and Bioenergy Systems is the mouthful of a degree.
He started Missoula Grain and Vegetable Company on leased land near Lolo. Mid-season, he recruited a partner, Kenny Myers, who was, at the time,
managing a golf course. And I wasn't doing what I wanted to do. And so I found an ad on Craigslist, and it said 50% share profit. And so I quit my job and came to Montana from Utah that week.
Smith and Myers are now farming a few miles southeast of Stevensville in the Bitterroot Valley on land owned by Marta Mings and Tim Skufka. When I visit the farm, Smith extends his arm and points to something that looks like a railroad car without wheels.
I like saying that we have an architect on staff now because Tim is a retired architect. He'd helped design our wash station. He redesigned a shipping container for us to live in, so it's kind of like a modified tiny house with three compartments, one for Kenny, one for myself, and one for an office for us.
In front of us are rows and rows of green plants surrounded by trampled weeds that crunch under our feet as we walk out to take a look. What's growing out here?
So we've got right here the red Russian kale, the Brussels sprouts, the Savoy cabbage, the red cabbage, and then some broccoli here. And then we've got our lettuce beds. Got your squash section.
And how many acres of land?
It's 15 acres total, of which about 2 acres is growing vegetables right now. And we actually received an NRCS grant.
NRCS stands for Natural Resources Conservation Service.
To expand next year to 3.5 acres and to put it under drip irrigation. So the federal contract obligates us to use water conservation measures and basically stitch out drip tape across the landscape. So that's really going to be helpful so we don't have to bring around hand lines and basically in the process water weeds.
At the end of August, the crops are bountiful and these hardworking guys are delivering truckloads of healthy organic food to their weekly customers. And they have big plans for the future.
We are not just farmers, we are solar energy commodities brokers. You know, that's where I want to take this, is to really participate in the transformation of the land.
While that transformation is underway, Smith's night job as a remover is still necessary to pay the bills, and he has a good attitude about funeral homework.
It's just like farming in the sense that you really feel alive doing it, you know, like you're very present. There is no distraction when somebody is weeping in front of you. You're not on your phone. You're in the moment.
But Kenny Meyer's farm moments are sometimes challenging while his business partner is away.
I just think I need more help. It's really hard when I don't have another person here to help every day, because then all the work gets on me.
A link to Missoula Grain and Vegetable Company is on our website. We've also posted photos of Max Smith and Kenny Myers taken by Parker Beckley, another one of their partners. We're online at mtpr.org. I'm Cherie Newman with Montana Public Radio.